finding his joy through praise. Words from Jesus.
Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Psalm 63:3-4. Praise is an act of faith. A commitment to praise is a commitment that no matter what, you will still have praise on your lips. Even in extremely difficult situations, such as when you or someone in your life has a life-threatening sickness, or has suffered a grave loss, or the earthly life of someone dear to you is ending, you can find strength through my joy. When you add praise to your desperate prayers, not only are you acknowledging that I am ultimately in control of the situation, but you're also declaring that you trust that no matter what happens or however I choose to work in the situation, I will bring about my perfect will and plan. Praise is the voice of your faith in me, that even when you walk in the midst of trouble, I am with you and my steadfast love for you endures forever and in every circumstance of life. It is also a testimony of faith to yourself and others that you can still thank me and worship even in the midst of hard times. Praise, when you are in dire circumstances and bringing your burdens to me in prayer, speaks faith into the situation, that no matter what the outcome, I will bring you through and I will be with you. Praise is a testimony to others and yourself of my love and sovereignty in your life and in everything that concerns you. Praise and worship are wonderful ways to bring me more into your daily life and thoughts, and there are many blessings and rewards that accompany it. So anytime you're happy, praise me for the things that give you joy. Anytime you're sad or are going through trying times, praise me for my presence in the midst of hard times and in the depths of the valleys. Remind yourself and rejoice that I have promised to restore your soul, to surround you with goodness and mercy, to lead you in paths of righteousness all the days of your life, and to bring you home to dwell with me forever. Everyday praise. Every time you praise and worship, you acknowledge my presence and the power of a creator above all things. Throughout the history of the world, it has always been the devil's plan to take away the knowledge of a creator in people's minds so that he could be exalted as a god himself. But always my children's voices have been raised to proclaim the truth and turn people's hearts to me. When you voice your praise, you are declaring your faith in me and your dependence on me to work in and through all things to my ultimate glory. You're declaring your faith and trust in me and your love for me, and shining my light into the world in a tangible way. When you voice your praise amidst the turmoil of the world around you, you are a witness that shines into people's lives like a ray of light in the darkness. Each time you speak praise, you're declaring your allegiance to me and my kingdom. Praise and abiding faith helped my martyrs of old to have the grace to die for me, as they sang and praised me even as they faced persecution and death. Their praises in the midst of such severe adversity were a powerful witness, as people couldn't understand how my children could face tribulation by praising me and singing of the glory of heaven. It was a witness that rang out and could not be silenced, and through the praises of my children, many received me, and the number of my disciples kept on growing. In praising me, you will find strength. When your heart is burdened with worries, problems, and stress, come to me and enter into my presence with thanksgiving. Make room for my joy to fill your heart and renew your courage and strength. Praise brings joy, and my joy will be your strength. When you focus on praise and counting your blessings, your problems and concerns seem less overwhelming, and my spirit brings sweet joy to your heart. This joy will give you the strength to rise above the challenges and struggles of everyday life. So when your heart feels downcast, lift up your eyes to the hills and remind yourself where your help comes from. Make a concerted effort to take your eyes off the difficulties and challenges and bring all your cares to me. Praise lifts your spirit into my presence, helping you to rise above the troubles and turmoil of life. It gives you a better outlook and true perspective on issues, a perspective imbued with faith and a knowledge that all things truly do work together for good to those who love me. A prayer of praise. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. I will praise you with my whole heart. I will tell others of all your wonderful works. I will be glad and rejoice in you always and sing praise to your name, O Most High. You are a refuge for the oppressed, a very present help in times of trouble. Everyone who knows your name puts their trust in you. You have never forsaken those who seek you. I will sing praises to you, O Lord, and declare your works among the people. I have trusted in your mercy, and my heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to you always, because you have dealt so bountifully with me and all who put their trust in you. I will set you always before me, and because you are at my right hand, I will never be moved. You will show me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. I love you, Lord. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. You are my God, my strength in whom I trust, my shield, my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon you, who alone are worthy to be praised. You light my lamp and lighten my darkness. Your way is perfect, and your word is proven and true. You are a shield to all who place their trust in you. You equip me with strength, and you lead me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name forever. Sovereign Lord God, you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. From you and through you and to you are all things. To you be the glory forever. Amen. Adapted Bible Verses.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.